What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And I was tuning into Fox News to see if I can pick up any advanced information about what's going on over in Iowa. And they're running the story about how a firefighter saved an unconscious lizard with CPR. And this is apparently what Fox News thinks is newsworthy and that the public wants to see. Now, they did have this cool little video. Apparently, there's this crow that picks up empty bottles and puts them into the recycling bin. Now, whether somebody taught him to do that or trained him to do that, or he simply watched other people putting into that, still, it's pretty cool. Of course, you're going to have somebody out there, the groundskeeper, saying, he's taking my job. He's picking up the bottles. That's my job. So we'll see what happens there. Okay. So they're getting ready. Let's see. The doors close on the Iowa caucuses in about 2 hours. And we'll have some results after that. So mostly, of course, I mean, nobody's paying attention to the Republican side. It's going to be Trump. But they're all paying attention to the Democrats. Iowa, interestingly enough, the voters break down. Roughly one-third of them are registered as Democrats. Roughly one-third are registered as Republicans. The other third are registered without a party affiliation, which I guess you can do in Iowa. All right. Prophet Nigel, I'm not sure how to pronounce this, Gacy, and he's a prophet. I am the prophet, Nigel. And he's made a lot of shocking claims concerning the death of Kobe Bryant and his daughter, Gian Bryant, who died in that helicopter crash. And he's out there saying that he can raise Kobe Bryant from the death if 10% of his net worth is given to me. Ching! Well, it's too bad you don't have somebody as naive as Alexandria was back. Tsar Nicholas, remember that whole Rasputin thing and just how amazingly convincing he was. So let's see. Apparently, there was this, we mentioned it before, there was this newspaper in Des Moines, Iowa, ran a poll ahead of the caucuses and refused to publish the results. So Fox News is putting all their little pretty graphs out there. Little countdown timer, 1 hour, 57 minutes. All right, we talked about this last week. Africa has been hit with an absolutely, and I hate to use the word, but there is no other biblical plague of locusts. These locust swarms are the size of entire cities, and they're simply eating Africa up. Boy, what a rough time for planet Earth. Locusts, earthquakes, leaking oil, H1N1, H5N1, Wuhan, Egyptian swine flu. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. It's a rough, rough time here. All right, David Attenborough. Love his stuff. Absolutely love his stuff. But I had noticed this as well, that his more recent programs really kept hitting the theme about climate change and global warming, and we've got to do this and we've got to do that. Well, according to the creative director of Attenborough's production company, the next series of The Green Planet is going to pull back from that because apparently viewers were complaining about this holier-than-thou attitude coming from Attenborough's programs. You know, we tune in to see nature. And I got to tell you, I have camera and lens envy. This guy's got such amazing equipment and amazing photographers. And but yeah, I'm tired of being lectured all the time about human-caused global warming. And as if that wasn't bad enough, apparently Greta Thunberg has been nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize for the second year in a row. All righty. Now then. Somebody did a little video over there in Nancy Pelosi's district and videotaped a food preparation truck in the district surrounded by human feces and abandoned hypodermic needles. That is pretty. And of course, it doesn't help that the guy that they hired to clean up the streets of San Francisco turned out to be another crook. Is there anybody in government who isn't a crook? That is the question. All right, Adam Schiff is getting ready to call John Bolton to testify in the House of Representatives after Trump's acquittal in the Senate. So that's going to happen toward the end of the week. They're not giving up. They're not giving. They want to get this out there. They want to convince the American people that Donald Trump did something really icky. And the problem is there's nothing to back up Bolton's allegations in his book. There is no proof. It is nothing but rumor and innuendo and allegation, accusation. That's all it is. Anybody can accuse anybody of anything. You know, I can accuse John Stadmiller of tap dancing barefoot on shag carpeting. But unless I have proof of that, it's meaningless. It's totally meaningless. Apparently, there's been another abuse of government power where the government has falsely accused a mother of drug use and taken her newborn baby. Now, part of that is fueled by the money. The more children Child Protective Services or whatever you call it, CPS, the more children they acquire under their care, the bigger their budget becomes. We need to stop incentivizing government-sanctioned kidnapping, which is really what this amounts to here. All righty. Okay. Speaking of John Kerry, who is out there denying he has any intention of stepping into the 2020 race, he's out there, he's one of the gun grabbers, and he says, I know all about AR-16s and long clips because I hunt. Well, you may hunt. I mean, back when I used to hunt long ago, it was with a one-shot muzzle loader, Hawk and gun. First of all, it's an AR-15 versus the M-16. And as a hunter, you're probably not using the long clips. So Kerry is out there once again proving that the gun grabbers don't really know what they're talking about. They're classic politicians. Their mouths will flap with information that is really unreliable. Now, there was a protest down in Kentucky regarding their attempted gun grabbing, which resulted in gun rights demonstrators carrying their weapons, semi-automatic weapons, went into Kentucky's Capitol building. Everyone was saying, oh, it's going to be a bloodbath. It's going to be a confrontation. Nope, didn't happen. They walked into the Capitol building peacefully. They said their piece, and they left peacefully. Want to know where you're going to see the most politeness and good manners? Gun stores. Everybody knows there are guns around. Everybody's carrying a gun. Everybody is so nice and polite, and they're not going to upset anybody. You go to some of these gun grabber rallies, they're violent. They'll pick up sticks and stuff and start hitting people they think are gun lovers. Actually, in hindsight, I don't like that phrase, a gun lover. That implies kind of a sick relationship. And so is gun hating. It's like saying, I hate can openers, or I hate hammers, or I hate the refrigerator. It's just a tool, is all it is. You can kill people with a hammer. Why aren't they out to take away the hammers? More people are killed with baseball bats than with assault rifles, if somebody can actually define what an assault rifle is. Why don't we end baseball? It serves no useful purpose. Baseball bats are dangerous. Some people have even been killed by being hit by the baseball right in the chest. It's time to end this scourge. It's time to end this cavalcade of death. Ban baseball, or at least have a 15-day waiting period to buy a ball. Now, over in Virginia, they're getting ready to pass a bill that would remove immunity for elected officials. Right now in Virginia, elected officials are immune from certain kinds of prosecutions. This bill will take it away. I think that would be a really, really good thing. Okay. All right. So let's see what's going on. Apparently, Biden is really hammering his association with Obama. And there, of course, he was talking earlier about putting Obama on the Supreme Court. Now, that raises an interesting question. Could Obama, Barack Obama, not Michelle Obama, could Barack Obama be Joe Biden's vice presidential pick? Now, technically, Obama cannot be president if Biden kicks off, because he's only allowed two terms. So, I don't know. That's an interesting little question here. Sanders is out there campaigning on energy and excitement and socialism. By the way, he's using up more private air travel than any of the other candidates. So, a lot of Bernie signs out there. Anyway, 1 hour, 48 minutes. Unfortunately, it's going to be an hour to go when the show ends here. All right, our phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, and I could use a few phone calls because it was actually a very slow news day outside of the Super Bowl and J-Lo, and I haven't seen the halftime show. I got to look that up on YouTube, but I understand it was racy. But then, aren't they all? Remember the one with, Janet Jackson and the so-called wardrobe failure? I think these entertainers who go out and do these halftime shows, they deliberately want to provoke because they know it'll get them buzz. People are going to be buzzing about this. Oh, my, that J-Lo, she did a pole dance, and they grabbed each other's crotches and everything. And I think that was done deliberately because now people are talking about them. And keeping your name in the public eye, that's the name of the game. That is the name of the game. I don't know. Maybe I ought to think about some PR stunt to get my name in front of the public. I saw a Bigfoot once when I lived in Washington State. No, I didn't. But it sounds really good. My problem is I don't have the moral character to pull off a fake like that, like draw swastikas on my car or something like that. It's just not the way I'm wired. Which is why I'll probably never amount to anything in life. Alrighty. Meanwhile, the decline sets in. Okay, let's see. Now, maybe this is old videotape because I was under the impression that you were not allowed to campaign near the caucus sites or on the day of the actual election. But apparently... yeah, they're still going at it. Still going at it. In the end, it's going to be, for the Democrat side, it's going to be either Biden or Sanders. I'm betting it's going to be Sanders. And, of course, the real test is going to be Super Tuesday and see what happens there. That will dramatically reshape what's going on. Now, the good news here is Tulsi Gabbard made her donations threshold to be included in the next debate. So she's scrappy. She's hanging on. Her supporters are keeping her in the debates. And, you know, again, as we saw with Bernie Sanders in 2016, the Democratic machine is against her. They absolutely do not like her. If Hillary comes into the race, does not want to go up against Tulsi because Tulsi will just slaughter her. Tulsi is also anti-war, and that does not sit well with the military-industrial complex because Tulsi served in a war zone. She was a medic in an active combat zone. So she's been there, done that, knows what it's really like. Now, a lot of people are trying to claim that Tulsi is anti-gun, and I looked into it a little bit, and it's more a case of Tulsi says there should be responsible gun laws, but she's not in favor of a total ban on guns. And I think, again, there should be responsible gun laws, such as if you're on prescription antidepressants, there should be some controls. You know, prior felons, can't have it. people with a history of violence. I think that guns should be licensed and registered the same way that cars are. You have to prove your competency in order to get the little paper that says that you can buy a firearm. Now, that makes sense to me. If somebody else has a different point of view, feel free to call on in 800-313-9443. But again, I grew up in a part of the country at a time when everybody had a gun. You would get your first rifle, little bolt-action plinking gun, 22 caliber, on your 12th birthday, and you would get the lecture on gun safety. And the first time you misused that rifle, you would get a trip to the woodshed, would have you eating your dinner standing up for a week. So I think we need to get back to that. I remember when gun safety was taught in the public schools. I remember when the government was giving away free surplus World War II rifles to the gun clubs in high schools. How did we go from a nation that was well-armed and well-trained into this nation of snowflakes who tremble at the sight of a bullet casing? Unless, of course, they're getting their little bullet casing as a ballpoint pen from Nancy Pelosi. So, there we are. All righty. All right, we have a caller on the line, Stephen Riverside. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
You doing? Well, okay. I guess there's a big delay in here, isn't there? Yeah,
unfortunately.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk one more time about why I think that, why I think that Hillary will not make it. We went through a little bit of that before, but the whole thing about the financial oligarchy, we know they're there. Carlin said, he called them the owners of the country, and they own about everything except maybe you and I, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Claire owns me.
Yeah, and you paid a deep price for going against them, right?
Yes.
Anyway, they have to be taken care of, or they will eliminate you either like they did with Kennedy or like they did with Nixon, either soft or hard. But anyway, I don't think why in the world Donald has given them everything they could possibly want. He gave them the Golan Heights, which he shouldn't have done, but there's oil there, and then he gave them new peace agreement that supposedly, again, they'll take more from the Palestinians. Netanyahu is virtually, almost embarrassingly gushing about what a great president Trump is. The military and industrial complex is being kept going. We got wars all over the place, none of which are anyways close to being solved. The borders to the south are being flooded with Mexicans. Or I shouldn't say Mexican, Central Americans, which will eventually become a big problem, I think, or at least they will run the place. That said, why in the world would they want to eliminate Trump? And that's what I just was been twirling in my mind. Is Hillary going to run as a ringer?
Well, okay. A lot of people are saying, you know, she may want to step on in as the savior of the Democratic Party because it's looking like they don't really have anybody who can successfully run against Trump. Now, Trump is probably not going to have the support he had back in 2016, but people are going to take a look at Trump versus the Democratic lineup, all of these aged and ancient candidates, some of whom are clearly mentally deteriorated, and they're going to say, well, at least we know what we're going to get with Trump versus these other people who could just simply go crazy on us at any time. And then, of course, there's that new school of thought that's just come on in that Hillary wants to run as a VP. Steve, stay on the line. We're going to hold you over and pick you up on the other side of these commercials.
Okay, Mike. We'll be right back.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
In the night, without a fight, you can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Steve in Riverside. We're talking about whether Hillary Clinton is going to step into the race. Opinions vary. Some people think that she won't, she can't, her health is too bad. I think we need to start thinking, what is Hillary really thinking right now? And there's no question in my mind. She wants to find some way to come back. That's why she's been out there doing book tours for a book that really isn't selling. Why she's out there just trying to, again, the key is to keep your name in front of the public's eye. And Hillary has certainly been working at that. So I think she's going to come in and try for a brokered convention. She's going to try and come on in as the savior of the Democratic Party, the one Democrat who can defeat Donald Trump. And that's going to be her selling point.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you, Mike. She lusts for the job in the worst way. And she wants horribly to get in there. Also, I agree with you that the polls are rigged, as well as probably our elections to some extent. But all the illegals are probably not been all signed up yet. Eventually they will. I imagine they're just trying to get themselves settled in over here and maybe get some money or a job. But in the future they will be. But right now, I don't think they're, I think they're pretty well I don't think they've been registered all to vote yet. I may be wrong. I'm not down there registering them.
Well, you know, in all the streets with motor voter laws, I mean, the instant they get a driver's license, they're automatically registered. Now, whether they actually use that voter registration or not is another matter. But the registration is available for vote riggers to exploit.
Uh-huh. Well, I should add one more thing. Donald is extremely good at giving speeches and getting rallies. I mean, he gets 10,000 even when he's under under pressure. Hillary is lucky to fill up a school gym, I think, with her rallies, right?
Yeah, well, she wasn't really trying that on in 2016 because she was counting on, you know, the corrupting of the DNC and massive vote fraud to carry her over. We know that approximately 3 million illegal immigrants voted in the 2016 election, but it wasn't enough to put her over. Now, of course, the good news about the Iowa caucuses is they don't have a significant illegal population there. So we're going to get some accurate numbers out of this tonight, I think.
Well, it looks like Bernie's they're talking Bernie Sanders, aren't they?
Yeah, that's who I think is going to take this one. And apparently, Joe Biden, the other day, Joe Biden was yelling at a voter saying, well, go ahead, vote for somebody else. And today he basically accosted another voter in Iowa, I'm beginning to see why your wife left you. Now, I'm sorry, that's the behavior of somebody who's been told that the internal private polls are showing defeat is on the horizon.
Well, as I said, the real people that are running this country are not the, as I say, Carlin always talked about the owners of this country. It's basically the banking cartel. And the families of them, and they stay in the background, but they're the ones that own almost everything and everybody here. So they can rig the election, or at least they're the ones. But why in the world would they want Hillary? She throws she throws coffee cups at people, and she calls her bodyguards or Secret Service dumb animals. I'm thinking, how stupid can you get when not a very smart thing to do, is it?
Well, if the Democrats believe she is the one Democrat who can defeat Donald Trump, they'll support her. They'll go with her. Coffee cups and abuse of the Secret Service, that's just part of the job. And that's really what it's going to come down to. The Democrats want that White House this November. They want to retain control of the House. They want to try and take the Senate, although I don't think that they can. And so that's what it's going to come down to. Whatever Democrat they think has a chance at defeating Donald Trump.
They might. Well, I still think there's somebody back there that would not. I mean, the real, as I said, the owners of this country will, they might let Hillary run just because it makes Trump look better. I voted for Trump not because I ever liked him, but just because I just could not stand Hillary. And I only wonder how many other people felt the same way.
Well, that was exactly the reason why I supported Trump in 2016. Not that I really liked him, and he's been a disappointment since then. It's just I don't want Hillary in the Oval Office, and it's got nothing to do with her being a woman. It's got everything to do with the criminal history of the Clinton family going all the way back to the murder of, well, even before the murder of White House Deputy Counsel Vincent Foster, some of the stuff that was going on at the Rose Law Firm. And its links to the Iran-Contra gun and drug running operation. What's really interesting is in the movie American Made, which is about Barry Seal and his drug running for the CIA, they briefly mentioned Governor Bill Clinton as intervening for him. Anyway, listen, Steve, we're going to have to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. And we'll be back with another phone call after these few words.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse every day.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go back to the phones to Dan in Washington State. Aloha, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Okay, I guess we lost Dan. Let's go to Sally in Alaska. Aloha, Sally. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. You sound a lot better. Listen, I want to comment on, I've done my own statistical survey of why people voted for Trump. And, you know, 9 out of 10 times it was because they couldn't stand to vote for Hillary. Hillary won Trump, the presidency. And, oh, my God, we can't let
yes.
her back in. And that's all I want to stat on it. I'm up here in the banana belt of Alaska for 47 years, originally from Jersey. Talk about making a move. But it's just astounding, and I don't know what the heck is going to happen all over. But and I want to know why people aren't questioning Biden. They took the whole game plan off of Biden and Hunter's trip over in Ukraine, and that can be proven. $1 billion if he didn't fire the prosecutor and who was investigating Hunter, and he got fired. Have you checked
yep.
into that? And it's
oh
true,
yes,
right?
The prosecutor is now filing. Yeah, the prosecutor is now filing a lawsuit. against Joe Biden.
Oh, bless him. Bless him. Hey, listen, and I got a kick. I was trying to get hold of you earlier about the bunny boots. They were never Mickey Mouse boots. I've been up here for almost 50 years, and they've always been bunny boots and big white ones. Then they started making black ones after it went out of the military. Did you find a pair of those?
Yes, I did. They are absolutely incredibly warm. Haven't really had to use them all that much yet this winter. I've got a pair of Uggs that I put on when I need to go outside.
Those boots
are just absolutely amazing. They're absolutely amazing.
Well, the only problem is they're really clumsy, so be careful walking around because we get a little clumsy in our old age, and I got a few years on you. But they'll keep you warm through anything. And like I say, when I came up here, they were strictly military. Then you started being able to pick them up in the military stores. And then they started putting out the black ones. And I got a kick out of the guy going, they're Minnie Mouse boots. No, they were never Minnie Mouse boots. That must have been a millennium. They've always been called bunny boots. Just to fill you in on the history. And I'm glad you got them.
I mean, if you go back...
All you have to do is find
if
a
you
good...
Go back,
now you have to just find a good pair of gloves.
Yeah, the gloves have proved a little tricky. I've got about three pairs so far. None of which are really ideal, but I'm still looking.
Well, here's an idea that I'm going to work on, is that wear a pair of gloves underneath a big pair of mittens. You know, you've seen those mittens that the top drops off and you have your bare fingers? But if you had something like that, and then you'd have like gloves underneath if it was really cold. Okay, I'll let you go.
Well, what I want is, all right, thanks. What I want is something that will keep my fingers warm and let me drive the car without any interference. As far as being clumsy in the Mickey Mouse boots, and if you go back to the early Disney cartoons like Steamboat Willie, you can understand why they'd call them Mickey Mouse boots. Unfortunately, part of my medical situation is I can fall down without warning, and so I need to be careful about that. All right, Dan in Washington State is back on the line. Dan, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Sorry about that. I hit the power button instead of the volume button on my headset, so...
excuses.
Hey, and also, my fingers get, the only way I can keep my fingers warm is mittens. I've tried all these kind of gloves, and they never seem to work for me. I guess my issue is, I was kind of young during the Clinton years, but, you know, like the caller before last was saying, the bankers, you know, the people who... the oligarchs who run this country, if they run the right and the left, you know, this whole impeachment is just what they like because they control both sides of the argument, you know, and the left wingers that they put up there, they make them into clowns like the Cortez. And, so there's no real issues being discussed, but is that kind of what happened during Clinton? Because Clinton, he got a lot done for him. I mean, he deregulated the banks. He deregulated the media. So now we have six companies controlling all the media. It just seems like a replay of, like, basically it's a, like, rule through psychological warfare more than anything. There's no, they like
oh,
it
no
like
question.
This, you know?
No yeah. question. It's ruled by lies, fraud, and deception.
Yeah. And there's, I think they know, anyone kind of knows that the Russia thing is stupid, but it's they're just going to keep pushing it because that, and they, you know, honestly, I think Trump is part of the deep state now. I was a huge Trump supporter, but, you know, the CIA is expert at making people feel like they're part of a revolution, you know, like they've done in the Middle East, these, Facebook revolutions, what I forgot what they call them, the color revolution kind of things. And it's hard for me to say, but he could have enforced immigration law and he hasn't. There's still nothing going on with the border, and then now he's coming out saying we need more immigrants than ever because, and he's lying about how great the economy is. And so So I'm not going to let him do it to me again. I'm not going to let him, you know, scare me. I'm not going to attack the Bernie people like I did last time. It's like if all the Republicans can do is a tax cut, you know, for the corporate 1%, you know, and I'm not going to vote for him again. I don't care if they put up, you know, whoever in the Democrats. To me, it's just all smoke and mirrors at this point until... Anyway, I just wonder, is that, as far as the divide and conquer, I mean, is that what you used to think kind of was similar to Clinton? Where, I mean, he got everything they wanted done, but the whole time all we heard about
yes.
was Monica Lewinsky and stuff.
Yes.
Okay. And what about Ted Turner? Do you think he was forced to sell CNN or kind of, I've always wondered why would he do that, you know? It was... supposed to be his kind
I,
of network.
I really don't know. I haven't looked into it. Yes. It may be that he was under some pressure. It may have been simply financial pressure that he was offered enough money. But he was, you know, getting on in years, and he maybe just decided it was time to retire. Or maybe he just didn't like the direction CNN was being dragged by all the embedded spooks. And he just wanted to get away from it.
I think so, too. I have a feeling about that. And then Epstein, I mean, don't you think Trump's responsible for Epstein? I mean, he was in charge of the, you know, Bob Barr. No?
No, I don't think Trump is responsible for Epstein. I think Epstein is responsible for Epstein.
Okay, but I just mean the whole jailhouse shenanigans as far as, maybe Bob Barr was definitely connected to the drug running and stuff under the Clintons. I just wasn't he part of the whole Iran-Contra thing, and then now
yes.
he's the Attorney General. So
yep,
there you go.
a government of the druggies, by the druggies, and for the druggies.
Right, and he has. Went out of Afghanistan yet. I haven't seen any, as far as I know. I guess they did bust that shipment of fentanyl or whatever, but anyway. I just... Okay, that's all I had to comment. I didn't have much important to say. You probably know it all. I'm just noticing more and more. It seems like he's just like a Clinton, too, really. I mean, like Kushner's NAFTA. Is Kushner's NAFTA better than the original NAFTA? You know, and he's going to go and make all these probably globalist trade agreements and go around and tell everyone he's against globalism. I don't know. I just don't trust anything they're doing at all right now. So,
well, there's more to globalism than global trade. I mean, there's global control of the economy. There's global control of environmentalism. It's global control of everything. It's sort of like the European Union, only blown up to planet size. And people are definitely pushing back against it. Anyway, listen, Dad, we're going to let you go. And even okay. though this breaks our one call per caller per day rule, we're going to go back because Chance in West Virginia has something else he wants to add.
Yes. Hello, Michael. Thank you for taking my call a second time. But I think you got to know this, Michael. Your previous caller mentioned about illegals voting. Make no mistake, they will vote in droves. Now, here's an article I'm going to read. I'll read you two sentences. This is in the January 2020 edition of the Nationalist Times. It's published by Don Wassel of the American Freedom Union out of Pennsylvania. Here's the headline, Michael. New Jersey governor lets illegals get driver's licenses. Radical leftist New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy gave the people of the Garden State a dubious present this year. Just a few days before Christmas, he signed a bill permitting illegal aliens to obtain driver's licenses. That's just a step away from motor voting, so you could be damn sure that illegals are going to vote in droves. That is why Hillary's coming back. She knows she's got all these illegals in her pocket. Make no mistake about it, Michael.
Well, you know, Trump won by a very, Trump won by a very narrow margin in 2016. And so all Hillary needs to do is double the amount of fraud she's engaging in to guarantee herself a win if she comes back
now,
in. I hope those people saying she's not going to come in are correct. But to me, the signs are all saying, she's looking for
help. She'll be in. And let me tell you one thing, Michael. If New Jersey did it, you could just imagine how many other states are going to do it, too, shortly. So there you go. There you have it. This is I hope your listeners don't kid themselves. This is what's going to happen. It's going to be a very interesting election. I wouldn't be surprised if she throws her hat in the ring. All these illegals vote for her. The election is rigged, and she walks away with it. Keep that in mind. Okay, Michael, thank you for letting me call back now.
All right, you're welcome there. And sadly, unfortunately, I agree with you that that is a likely course of events. Hillary will not give up having that Oval Office. And she, like Pelosi and Biden and the rest of them, you know, she's getting long in the tooth as well. And we know that she's got some serious health issues, which was demonstrated when she collapsed in 2016. Then she used that that double to say, see, I'm healthy. I'm really very good shape here. All righty. Getting on back to the Super Bowl, this is kind of an odd linkage. But over at CNN, Anna Navarro basically looked at Jennifer Lopez and Shakira's halftime show and said that proves the need for unlimited third world immigration from Latin America to liberate Americans from our boring, rhythmless, dark regions. This according to Anna Navarro. I don't even see how she gets from one to the other. Now, granted, I haven't seen the halftime show. I'm going to be looking it up on YouTube as soon as we're out of the program here in a few minutes. But I mean, how do you get that linkage? Just amazing here. All right. There is now a report. This is coming out of informationliberation.com. And apparently, according to this report, Trump is going to release Israeli spy Jonathan Pollard to Israel to help Netanyahu's re-election. And there's no doubt that it would help his re-election. Pollard is considered a hero in Israel. But if you look at the scale of what Jonathan Pollard did, he literally stole and sold to Israel nuclear targeting information from the United States. Had we gone to war with the Soviet Union at that point, we would have lost. That's the scope of his betrayal. And I don't think he should be released. In fact, I think he should be treated like other spies, like, for example, the Rosenbergs. Anyway, there's another report. This one I'm taking with the grain of salt. And apparently there was this British individual who contracted the Wuhan virus. He refused all drug treatment, and supposedly he's free of the infection after a diet of hot whiskey and honey. Well, there's definitely a treatment program I can get into. Oh, man. It's just insane. All right, so we're getting ready to come up on the caucuses now. For those of you who don't understand how a caucus works, it's really very simple. A bunch of Iowans will go into a room, and there will be signs on the wall for the various candidates, and they will simply cluster under the sign of the candidate they want. Then they'll do a quick count of how many people. If a candidate has too few Iowans underneath, they're declared non-viable. Those Iowans are then allowed to go to a second choice. For example, if they're standing under Elizabeth Warren's sign and she doesn't get, I think the threshold is 15%, then Warren is taken out of the caucus and these Iowans are then allowed to go someplace else like Joe Biden or Bernie Sanders.
And they basically do that until they're left with only viable candidates, at which point they'll take a final count, which will determine ultimately where Iowa's 41 electoral votes will go to the convention. So that's where we are right now. And unfortunately, we will not get results until late tonight or early tomorrow morning. But my gut is telling me Sanders is going to take it away from Lieberman. And the Democratic machine is just going to go into conniptions. They're just going to cry and whine and kick and throw themselves on the ground. All right, we have another commercial break here, and then we'll have the final segment of today's program after these few words.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're coming up on the Iowa caucuses, and apparently the bookies in Las Vegas are projecting a sizable win for Bernie Sanders. Now, Iowa awards its delegates proportionately. So if Bernie Sanders gets twice as many votes as Joe Biden, then
Sanders would get two-thirds of Iowa's 41 delegates, and Biden would get the remaining one-third. So it's divvied up proportionally. This raises a question in my mind. There was a big stink after the 2016 election about a whole bunch of states signing an agreement saying that they would award all of their delegates to the winner of the popular vote. This was in response to the fact that Hillary claimed to have won the popular vote, even though she cheated to get that number, and that therefore the Electoral College should be completely discarded and Hillary be crowned Empress Hillary the First. So they're still trying to – I'm wondering if that agreement is still there, if it's still binding. I think that's going to cause a lot of consternation, because if these states are awarding their delegates on the basis of the national popular vote in the general election – then, or I'm sorry, in the primaries, then why even have a primary at all? So anyway, all righty. Now, getting on back to that commercial you heard on the last break about the RBN online store, there's a lot of good stuff in there. It's definitely worth a look, especially stuff that will help you with your prepping. There was an article that went up on whatreallyhappened.com today talking about things you should not have in your prepper kit. And probably if you're a serious prepper, you already know most of them. It talks about things like how short a time gasoline will last, how short a time certain foodstuffs will last, foods that really don't have any nutritional value. So if you're a beginning prepper, that's an article you should be taking a look at. But between the possibility of an economic collapse and the possibility that there really is something to this Wuhan virus, I think having the ability to keep yourself off the grid and feed your family would be a good thing right now. So anyway, let's see. Okay, they're just running a commercial over there. All right, so apparently over on Mars, they found weird clumps of air that disrupt radio signals. Well, would that be like the Martian equivalent of the ionosphere? It's kind of interesting there. Okay, we already talked about that. And let's see, astronomers discover invisible stars so dim that we can't see them at all. They must have found them with radio telescopes. All right, we're coming up here on the end of the show. I'm expecting the music any second here. And again, a reminder, tomorrow's show, I'm hoping to do it live, but because of a medical procedure I have to go through in the morning, I may not be available during the afternoon. There's some music. Okay, time to end this show and get on to other things. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please spread the word of RBN. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please donate and share what you learn here with everybody that you know. We've got to keep the word getting on out. And we'll talk to you tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite.
extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.